Welcome back to Consider This. Melissa and Hafiz here with you tonight. Now joining us on the line, we have Lim Wei Jet, lawyer and Secretary General of the National Human Rights Society, or better known as HAKAM. Wei Jet, good evening. Thank you for joining us. Now, I want to touch a little bit on the legal aspect of this restriction of movement order, particularly the act that it falls under. Now, what does it mean that the police and not the military or the armed forces are responsible for enforcing this order?
Well, it essentially means that we are not in an emergency or on a nationwide lockdown. I think that beyond the limitations that we have, life goes on as usual. We don't need to be too worried. I think that is a signal that the government is trying to send.
Okay, so Wei Jet, what happens if someone is deemed to be violating the order, and what constitutes violating the order?
Well, I think the government has made it pretty clear that you will violate the order if you go outside of your home for non-essential chores, for example. And if you commit that particular, that is an offence under the Prevention and Control of Diseases Act 1988. And if it is your first offence, you could be jailed up to 2 years and subject to a fine or both. And if it's your second offence, you could be jailed up to 5 years or a fine. So it is quite a severe criminal offence to breach or disobey the orders of the government at this point in time.
Okay, are you expecting there to be stringent enforcement of this? Are you expecting people to be, given jail time and fines for perhaps leisure activities when they're supposed to be at home?
Well, I don't expect the government to clamp down that hard, at least in the initial stages. I think the government will monitor the situation. But if it comes to a stage where people are simply disobeying and not taking it very seriously, then I'm sure that the police will take the necessary action. I mean, this is a time where we need to cooperate with the government as much as we can, and hopefully the public understands the need for these kind of measures to be implemented.
Okay. So Wei Jet, what legal rights should the people be most aware of at this time?
I think the right to liberty, especially when what happens when you're confronted or arrested by the police. I think rights such as the right to be informed of the charges or the grounds for your arrest, the right to only be detained up to 24 hours, in which after that the police needs to produce you for remand, the right to have a lawyer, the right to engage your family members, the right to medical attention. Those are the kind of rights that every citizen should know if they are arrested by a police for allegedly violating the government's orders.
Can I ask you about migrant workers and foreigners? This particular group may not be part of the communication or have all the information that we might have. What legal rights would this community have at this time?
Well, migrant and foreign workers have the same rights as citizens of Malaysia, which I mentioned earlier, the right to have a lawyer and the right to know your grounds of your arrest. But generally, if they are detained for immigration offences, they can be remanded up to 14 days as opposed to a normal citizen, which is for 24 hours for any other offence. So different categories of rights apply to them, but generally they have the same rights as ordinary citizens.
Okay, so Wei Jet, that is about migrant workers, but what does the law say about employee rights? Because as you know, some work requires workers to operate from home, and some employers may not want their workers to work from home. What about employee rights at this point in time?
Well, it's not much about employees' rights, but whether the employer is willing to comply with the law. So if an employer forces an employee to come to work, they are directly contravening the orders set forth by the government, and they are liable to the offences and penalties which I mentioned earlier. So my advice to the employer is follow the law and don't try to be too smart about and to impose work conditions on your employees which are directly against the government's orders.
But Wijet, what about if, let's say, the workers are scared they might lose their jobs? Maybe their employers are saying that you better come to work, otherwise you're going to lose your job. So it's about losing your job or following the restriction order. What options does this employees have? Can they report about their employers? How does this work?
Well, then firstly, they can make a police report to the employer. But secondly, if the employer terminates an employee for not coming to work despite there being a government order not to go to work, then you can claim your rights through the industrial court for unlawful dismissal, and you can gain remedies of reinstatement or compensation, for example. So there are rights available to employees.
Weijia, in the last couple of minutes that we have left, I'm just wondering now, in these next 2 weeks, are you expecting this, this restriction of movement order to be enforced increasingly, to have more enforcement? Are we looking at perhaps by the end to have checkpoints, to have roadblocks and the like, or are we looking at more hands-off approach from the police?
Well, at the initial stages, I would expect the police to be a bit more lenient. I think the police already announced that they would prevent interstate travel at this moment. It remains to be seen whether there will be actually checkpoints between state borders. So we don't know about that. But they will be lenient at first. But if despite repeated reminders and people continue to flout, I would expect the government to be more stringent and to discipline the public more on this.
Okay. Can I just ask you, when it was announced yesterday, Weijia, did you have any concerns about this this order, this restriction of movement order? Did any red flags come up for you, or were you worried about people, being responsible and taking up under this order?
Well, as a constitutional lawyer, not many people know that the right to move freely within the Federation is actually a constitutional right entrenched under Article 9 of the Constitution. But of course, that right can be suspended if there's public health or public order that needs to be maintained. And I suppose this situation falls into those exceptions. But we all have to understand and know that the government cannot simply take away your right to travel freely within the Federation without a cogent basis, because that is the protected constitutional right.
Okay, Weijia, just now you said about the right to freely move within the Federation. The police has stated interstate travel is basically you need to fill in. But what about intrastate? I mean, like from one district to another district, does that consider as violating the rules?
Well, I don't think the police has prevented people from traveling within districts. So from Petaling Jaya, I can go to Shah Alam, but we remain to see whether I can go to PTDI, Kuala Lumpur. So we don't know about that yet.
All right, okay. So we'll have to find out. I mean, these are, of course, the early days. Tonight, the restriction of movement order comes into effect at midnight. But thank you, Weijia, for sharing some of those insights with us, particularly about what it means for the enforcement efforts by PDRM. Really appreciate your time. Thank you for joining us. Okay, that's all the time we have on this episode of Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris. With me, Hafiz Marzuki. We're going to be back with another episode for you tomorrow night at 10 p.m. And as we mentioned a bit earlier, tonight, 12 a.m., the restriction movement order will kick in. So everyone, just stay calm and
stay safe.
Stay safe. Watch a lot of TV if you have nothing to do. All right, we'll be back with you. Thank you so much for watching, and good night.